Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. I'm excited about today's episode.
Yes.
Episode 2, Season 3. We have a lot going on, and I am excited about our guest today because our guest today oversees a lot of what is currently going on and what could potentially be going on. So,
not a big job, right?
Not at all.
All right. Well, welcome back, neighbors. We are happy to be recording with you today. So let's get started. We're going to begin with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses.
Well, big happening last night.
Yeah.
Last night, our Board of Education had a special board meeting to discuss the bond and take official action to move forward with the actual bond to be placed on the ballot.
Okay, big decision. So now we have a decision on whether to bond or not to bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is now the first step toward bringing it to a vote in the community. Can you remind us what this entails?
Yeah, and I'm going to read straight from our press release that we wrote and we sent to the Citizen as well as Valley Courier. And it says, the Alamosa School District Board of Education on Monday night referred a $28 million bond measure to the November ballot, allowing voters in the school district to decide on the bond. The bond, if approved by voters, would primarily focus on improvements at Alamosa High School and Ortega Middle School with smaller projects at the elementary schools and transportation and maintenance facilities.
All right, so tell us how this is going to affect the individual taxpayer.
Yeah. So the bond would require a tax increase of about $200 annually for the average value home in the district and about $26 per month per $100,000 in actual value for commercial properties. The bond package will allow the district to improve the health, safety, and the security at all of our schools and buildings. And some of the things that it would include is repairing and replacing outdated electrical, mechanical, and plumbing systems and making other repairs and renovations to extend the useful life of our district buildings. One thing to keep in mind that we keep talking about is our schools are in great shape from the outside because our team has done a phenomenal job.
Yes, they have.
But the more we dig in, There are things that need to be taken care of today so that we can avoid a disaster, you know, tomorrow or a year from now or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Because we're talking the OMS and the high school have both been around for a little bit, right?
Our high school has been around for 30 years and OMS was built in 62.
All right. And now we've got so many new things, media and internet and wires and all kinds of things.
Another thing I'd like to add is that the package would also include improvements to athletic and performing arts facilities, making those improvements that will support students and teachers and staff, and it will protect the community investments and assets represented by the district's facilities.
All right. So the amount of $28 million is not enough to do everything that the district wants to do. So what's going to happen?
Correct. So when we worked with the architecture firm RTA, they... You know, gave us some numbers, and you know, some of the numbers have to do with the cost today. And of course, if we wait longer, then it might be a little more. But their numbers were about $43 million to take care of everything that is listed in the facilities in the 10-year facilities master plan. The bond would not address every single thing on there, but if we were to, that would account to $43 million.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I do want to add is a bond approval will also better position our district to apply for and possibly receive the BEST grant, which stands for Building Excellent Schools Today, which is how we paid and continue to pay for the recent updates to our HVAC system that we've talked about. And then it'll also allow us to leverage some of the funds that we might potentially get from a bond, because if we're able to then get potentially free money from the state, we can use our bond money to take care of other things.
Okay. So that's a lot of information that's been mailed out. It's been placed online and announcements being sent out about the upcoming bond. So the school board has decided these improvements are necessary. And now it's up to the voters to make the decision.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, Louise, for that update. All right, let's move on to our next segment, our favorite, Celebrate. We have a special guest.
We do. Special guest with a special big draw. I have the pleasure of introducing Adrian Ramirez, who is almost a native to Alamosa. I learned last podcast that he wasn't actually born here, but very close.
But got here as soon as he could.
He graduated from Alamosa High School. His kids went through the system. Mm-hmm. His wife currently works for the system. And as he told us, he has a special place for Alamosa in his heart. And we are lucky to have him be part of our family. So I want to introduce Adrian Ramirez.
Welcome. Hello, Adrian, and welcome to Education Radio. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Adrian Ramirez. I am grew up in Alamosa, class of 97. Married my wife, my high school sweetheart, class of 98. Had four beautiful kids, three out of high school. Our last one will graduate this year, which we're lucky to have
it. Empty nest coming up.
Yeah, we're excited. But there's always been a place in my heart for Alamosa High School. I did a couple sports. I was okay in sports. But yeah, there's a big spot, in my heart for Alamosa, and I'm glad to be with the district now.
So what sports did you play?
I was soccer player and wrestler.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. All right, so tell us where you work with the district and what your responsibilities are.
So I am the new director of maintenance. My responsibility is to oversee any of the projects happening, making sure all our facilities are maintained, grounds, pretty much anything that has to do inside the buildings, I oversee anything in there.
How many buildings is that?
Four, five, six buildings currently. Mm-hmm. The high school, the two elementaries, OMS, alternative ed, admin, and hopefully the new facility we're going to get downtown in Alamosa.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you come here with lots of experience. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So my last employer was Valleywide. I worked for them, and I managed about 26 medical clinics for them. A lot of experience was from there. I worked with Energy Resource, with House Energy Savings, and I was also in telecommunications. I worked for Columbine Communications out of Mosca, and I was there for a couple years. So, I built my own home, recently just sold it. So I have a lot of backgrounds in construction and telecommunications and
so you came to us, all of that already. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right. So I like to go for a walk in the morning, Adrian, and that's usually around 6-ish. And I see you driving to work. So tell us about your day-to-day life and what does that look like?
Well, I'm an early riser. I got to have my two cups of coffee in the morning, of course, get me going. Uh-huh. My day-to-day is just waking up, making sure all the facilities are ready for our kids to come to school, making sure everything's safe, everything's working, no surprises, no water leaks or, light outages or stuff like that. So I work with a very skilled crew, and with them and myself, we maintain all of our facilities.
All right, and snow season is coming up. Yes. That adds another layer.
That does. That, that can be an early 3 o'clock morning to, weekend snow removal. It just depends. Right. You never know in the valley.
That's right. So I've seen you in our building several times lately. So you're staying pretty busy.
Yeah, there's a lot of projects still going. Still some from last year that, we're trying to work the kinks out. But a lot of good things are happening. We're getting progress and, I'm just making sure our contractors stay on track with where they're at.
Okay. All right.
All right. So you talked about the possible new property of Alamosa School District on Main Street. So tell us a little bit about, the purpose of that building, and then I could add to it.
Well, of course, we are hoping to start housing our admin there in alternative ed. There is a lot of still remodeling we'd have to do with the facility. Like I mentioned before, hopefully we can do it in two phases. The first phase, of course, move our admin building, work on the second floor. That's where the admin would be. There's a lot of upgrades we still have to do as far as the fire extinguishers and the water suppression systems in there, building offices. As you guys know, there's a lot of cubicles, a lot of furniture we have to move out of that facility. And then as soon as we comfortably can get the admin in the second floor, we'll start working on the first floor and work on alternative ed bathrooms and, making classrooms, accommodations for the teachers and just getting their suppression system as well.
Right. And, anytime you involve students, then you've got the codes are even tighter, right?
Yes. Yeah. You have to think about all the codes that are involved and making sure everything's up to date. And, you got to check all the boxes before you can move in.
Can you give us a timeline?
We're hoping the 25-26 school year, we'll have admin and alternative ed in their proper spots.
Okay. All right.
And we're still under contract. We're in the process of purchasing that building downtown. Okay. There are still a few things that we have to work out in order for us to be able to purchase the building and then begin with our plans to move our district office and some of the upgrades to that building.
Okay. So either one of you can answer this, but can you explain to us, the community, how this building will be paid for?
I'll start there. But before we talk about how it'll be paid for, just one thing that I want to make clear, when we decided that we needed an alternative school, we looked for a place to house our alternative school. And in Alamosa, that was very difficult. So at that time, we felt that it was easier to find office space. So the district office and our district team vacated that space, and we looked. We are currently renting a space, which is located at 403 Santa Fe. And again, we're renting that space. It's not
ours. You're renting, yeah.
Yes, and the Early Childhood Council has been phenomenal. They're right next door to us. They've been very kind, but they want the space back. So we need a space to house our district team. And as we know, there's not much for sale. So we've been looking at that space for over a year. It went to bankruptcy. It's been a long process, but we are closer than ever to possibly relocating and, being downtown. And then when we do, we'll, of course, have an open house and then show the community and our teachers what we intend to do, because we want to have a training center. And at the end of the day, we're about customer service, so we want to provide an even better customer service.
Excellent. Now, talk to me about the alternative education, because admin gave up their building for our online alternative education program. So what's wrong with the facility they have?
Great question. It's not big enough. What we found out is, it's not big enough for what we're housing currently. We've also found out that in the world of today, not just Alt-Ed, but we also have an online school.
Right.
And online needs to have an in-person option.
Absolutely.
For help, for counseling, for anything.
For a teacher, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we have a bigger need to expand both of those programs, the Alt-Ed, as well as the online. So the current space that we have now, it maxes out of 40, and there's a waiting list of people, and not all from our district that want to have a chance at a alternate setting and or an online school. And what we're saying is, if you want to consider our online school, you can have an online education with a high school experience, meaning that students could attend our prom, they could attend our homecoming.
They could be part of a team.
Could be part of a team or an activity. So we definitely want to give our kids options.
Okay.
As far as how we plan to pay for it, we've been making it very clear that this is separate from the bond our Board of Education voted for last night. This is to be paid for by savings from ESSER money or the relief money that came from COVID. We knew back then that we needed to save up to purchase a potential, or at that time, we were looking into building a potential admin office. So our finance team, as well as our superintendent, started saving into a capital fund for this exact same scenario. And we were able to put away enough money so that when this chance opened up, we had the funds to put in an offer, and then, like I said, be closer than ever to purchasing a an admin office / alt ed in downtown Alamosa.
Okay.
All right, Adrian. So in previous episodes, we've talked about this bond. We just talked about it now. Now, when it comes to, you know, the possibility of our community supporting the schools and voting yes on a bond, the bond money is used to repair, upgrade, safety, security. And as you talked about your job, you will be the person that oversees the project, but also make sure that the projects are completed on time and within budget as you work with Amanda Hensley, our CFO. So can you expand on, you know, potentially how that will happen and what is your job?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, you know, our high school's 30 years old. Our junior high is, of course, way I graduated from there. That shows you how old it is.
Not that old.
You know, it's just a lot of little details, sidewalks that are, you know, crumbling. Retaining walls are falling down by the baseball field. Lights are outdated. All this has to meet code. It's just a lot of little stuff. Our transportation building is just, every time it rains, it's a swimming pool all the way around it.
Yeah.
It's really outdated. Of course, a lot of theft happening over there, you know, and it's a safety for our kids just because we got to get those buses out on the road, you know. It's just a lot of stuff that we need to upgrade and just hopefully we can maintain moving forward. And without this bond, we can't do that.
And, you know, mentioning the bus barn, not all the buses fit in the building. And then what happens during the winter?
That's correct. A lot of the buses don't fit in there. And so, you know, it's a hard time to start those buses. And mm-hmm. you're not being able to get those kids to school.
Yeah. And you're on a pretty tight schedule.
You are.
You know, run those routes, pick up the kids on time. So they're not having to stand outside mm-hmm. that long. Yeah.
So if we do pass this bond and if the mm-hmm. community, you know, supports the school district, Adrian will be an integral part of the team and going out for RFPs and contracting with companies and, like uh-huh. you said, making sure that, you know, they're upholding their end of the deal and making sure that we get the best possible prices at the quality that our kids, you know, deserve. So
right.
I'm happy that he is with us and he has plenty of years left of career.
I do.
Possibly enough to see this bond
everything
paid
through,
off.
Right?
Yes. So that makes me feel really good.
So Adrian, why did you choose the Alamosa School District?
In a way, it almost chose me. You know, I've had roots here. My kids all went to school. Very passionate with what happens at the school, especially moving forward. This bond is huge. Moving the admin is huge. A lot of changes. So, you know, there's always been a place in my heart for Alamosa School District.
Okay. And you're familiar with all the buildings, just visiting them, right?
Yeah,
with your
yes.
kids.
You know, and then recently, I spend a lot of times, as you said, you see me in the hallways a lot.
Yes.
And that's something I want to put in the teachers, like, hey, we are there for you. We're here to help you.
Yeah,
we're here to
right.
make you feel comfortable. And, you know, HVAC is a start, and hopefully we improve from there. And
all right. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for speaking with us today. You've really been full of information, and we know that we've got someone that we can count on. And if we have a question, we know who to go to.
Yes.
Right? All right. Well, thanks for being with us today, and we really appreciate all this information.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
Friday Night Lights.
That's right.
It's on August 30th, 7 p.m., Adams
State right.
University.
Ooh.
Come support our football team. Always, if you're interested in keeping up with all of our athletics and events, download the team app and look for Alamosa High School to keep up.
All right, and that's August 30th for the game. Do we know what time?
7 p.m.
We're okay.
We're playing Monty.
No rivalry there, right?
No. We're maroon.
All right. Well, at OMS, volleyball and football games begin on September 10th. Cross country is a meet this Saturday, August 30th in Antonito, and another one on September 7th. Intramural volleyball practice begins on September 10th, so Sixth grade girls, you can still join up. Theater O has had an informational meeting and is beginning regular rehearsal. Auditions are tomorrow, so by the time you hear this, the students can still join for crew positions after the auditions. And this year's musical is Anastasia, the youth version. And it's kind of cool because the kids will get some history with that one. Mm-hmm. And the high school is having auditions right now as well. And they're going to be putting on The Little Mermaid.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
And when they put on The Little Mermaid, there will be new seats.
Yay.
Anyway, just have to throw that in there.
All right.
Also, remember, we don't have school this upcoming Monday, September 2nd, because of Labor Day. So enjoy the day.
Four-day weekend.
Barbecue.
Coming up.
Enjoy the sun.
Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District and are a click away. They're available in both English and Spanish. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.